Please allow me to read a paragraph out of a devotion I'm using. It says, "Love is not just an inner feeling, but also an act of the will. Love can be revealed by its effect on those who receive it. For a time, it was popular to do random acts of kindness, like the pay it forward kind of things. But expressing love through good works is always appropriate for a follower of Christ." First today, let's talk about the relationship between salvation and good works. Let's read Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. "For grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." So what is the relationship between salvation and good works? First of all, salvation is not based on good works. But the good works Christians do are the result of God's new creation or new created work. We are a new creation in Him. Because He loves us, we love others. Because He cares for us, we care for others. Because He provides for us, we provide for others. It's really sad that some get this backward. They think that because they do good works, they will be saved. Because they do good works, they'll be in heaven when they pass from this earth. They are really good people, and they do great things. But these great acts will not save them. They must come to faith in Jesus first. Then God gets the glory for the works that they do. Why do you think followers of Jesus should do good works? Well, it's in Scripture, because we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And what should be the primary motivation behind our actions of good works? In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, "Whatever we do should be done for the glory of God." John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." Our motivation for good works should be for Jesus to get all the glory. Let's do a quick love reality check. In 1 John 3:16 through 18, it says, "By this we know love, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." Would you be willing to give your best meal to a hungry person? Perhaps you think of an instance where you could have met another's need but did not. How can we be more aware of people in need? Well, first of all, we need to be intentional about it. When we're out and about, we need to listen to conversations in order to hear a need. Or we need to keep our eyes open to what's going on around us so we can the Holy Spirit can lead us towards people who are in need. It's easy for us to clean our closets and give away things we don't want or need anymore. It's easy for us to give food from our pantries that we are never going to eat. But what if God asks us to give our best? That new outfit we bought last week, that delicious steak we're planning to have for dinner, or that money that we plan to spend on vacation. This is a painful love reality check, isn't it? I'd like to share a short little story with you. Dini and I worked in a children's home for a while. It was shortly after we got married. And every Sunday, the kids were to bring an offering. And the offering was, well, they could bring whatever they wanted, but of course, kids in a children's home did not have money or they had very little. They only got like $2 each week for an allowance. But anyway, this particular Sunday, one of my favorite little boys named Andrew, he chose to take something from the pantry to give as his offering. And as he was searching through that pantry, he was looking for something that he could give. But in Andrew's mind, he was looking for the things that he didn't like. So he came out with this box of cereal, this very healthy, good box of cereal, because he knew in the back of his mind that he was never going to eat this cereal. So he wasn't looking for something to give that he was really sacrificing. So that was a good teaching point for me with him, is to say, Andrew, think about this for a minute. Does Jesus want you to give what you don't want? Or does Jesus want you to give someone something that would be pleasing to them, like your favorite cereal? And so that was a very good teaching point. It hurt. It hurt him to the core to take that cereal that he knew he loved and he was going to have for breakfast every morning before he went to school. But that's what Jesus wants. He wants our best. He wants us to give our best, not what's just left over. In Galatians 6, 9 through 10, it tells us to not grow weary, to not give up, to do good works for everyone, especially those of faith. And in Titus 3, 8, it says, the saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. So as we've talked about different love the last 3 or 4 weeks, I hope you've enjoyed when we've talked about authentic, unselfish, humble love. And I pray that we all go forward and show love through our words and our actions because of what we've learned in Scripture, because of what Jesus expects of us as believers. Not doing good works first, but doing good works because He loves us. He saved us. And He did that for our good, His glory, and our actions should show that. May God bless you always and in all ways.